The wind is blowing hard at Alameda's Crown Beach on a Saturday afternoon. It's cold, but it's also crowded. Dozens of people in full-length wetsuits and jumbo 20-foot-long kites. These aren't your grade school dime store kites. Charlie, one of the men in the wetsuits, tells me what's going on.
I'm Charlie, I'm 51, and I'm from right here in Alameda.
And what are you doing here today?
I'm kiting. I'm greeting the season as it starts. Kiteboarding is very addictive, and it's a cross between hang gliding and surfing. But it's a great sport. It's once the gear's bought, the wind is free, and the act of kiting kind of mends your soul. I just had a great 2-hour session, and I'm stoked.
Well, you really are glowing. Tell me a little bit more about how it makes you feel.
Euphoric. Euphoric, and at 51, when I touch my board, it makes me feel 16. So there's a kind of a rejuvenating effect there.
Judging by the dozens of kites flying above the water, Charlie isn't the only one who feels this way about kiteboarding, a sport that started only a decade ago. Board Sports, a wind sport shop located about 20 feet away from where Charlie is standing, teaches hundreds of people per year to windsurf and kiteboard around the bay. Co-owner Rebecca Geffert.
The feeling of gliding across the water in either sport is unlike anything else. That feeling of walking on water is unlike anything. It's almost like the feeling of flying. It's fantastic.
Even Rebecca's golden retriever, Zoe, has been windsurfing for 10 of her 12 years.
Well, we put her on a board one day, a really wide beginner board, and she sits on the front and we windsurf her around, and she just naturally moves out of the way when we go to flip the sail around. So she can actually do this without much problem.
Rebecca's shop also serves as a social hub for the regular kiteboarders on Crown Beach.
Is that Gregory? What's up, lover boy? What's up, man? Long time no see.
Good shit, bro. How are you, man?
How are you, man?
I'm good. I'm real good.
Life is good too, man.
Yeah, stoked.
It's also the place to do emergency repairs before heading out to the water.
Where's Rebecca at? You see her?
She heard you were coming and left.
I need a little micro screwdriver. I gotta fix something on my bottom drawer.
I go back out to the beach and find Yuri, 61 years young, who's preparing for a launch into the water.
Basically, this is a four-line setup for a four-line kite, and I got to make sure that the lines are set up exactly right. They can't crisscross or be connected in the wrong spot. So I'm laying the bar down on the sand and orienting it in a way that I can now pick up the lines and walk them towards the kite, and you can watch me as I do this.
Yuri walks to the water and looks to his friend Ron, who's holding on to the kite.
And I'm holding a kite now, and he's going to get in position, and when he's in the right position, he's going to give me the thumbs up sign, and then I'll let the kite go, and he'll put his feet through the foot straps, and his kite's still in the 12 o'clock position. It's a neutral position, and then when he's ready to kite board, he can stand up on the board, and off he goes.
He did that so elegantly and so effortlessly.
Yeah, he's been doing it about 5 or 6 years too. And it's maybe a 5 to 10 day learning curve for people that first come out and do this. Recommend you take a 3-day lesson because safety is really important. This sport can be very dangerous if you're not careful and you don't know what to do or what to expect.
But even relative beginners can do jumps, flips, and turns. Saika Uchida, a 29-year-old student from Japan living in Emeryville, has been kiteboarding for 3 years.
What I'm trying to do is do some like a high jump and some like a buck roll. Buck roll is like you jump and the flip.
You jump and then you flip?
Yeah.
You flip completely in the air?
Yeah, completely in the air.
Where is your board?
Oh, my foot.
Wow.
So just jump and flip with my board and just land. It's really simple and it's not difficult because I did it in my first season. But like all the trick is combination of each little trick. So I'm trying to do like a one by one.
I take one last look at the horizon. The dozens of gently swaying kites make up a colorful, meditative arrangement against the sky. I'm freezing cold and I have sand in my shoes, but I still feel good. The kiteboarder's bliss has definitely rubbed off on me. For Northgate Radio, I'm Christine Wong.